Blog Talk Radio. Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you today? Sharper Records. We hope everything is going well for you, no matter what you're doing, what the situation is. God is still in control, you know. He is still in control. Sharper Brothers, Sharper Records Division, Superfest is coming June 16, 2018. Time is 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. where Elliott Community Center, 2829 West Megan Road Boulevard, Gadsden, Alabama, 35904. At the door is just $20. Children, special rates, $10. And age 10 and under is free, you know. Featuring the Golden Crowns, Ray Holland, and the New Boys of Triumph, the original gospel creators of Atlanta, Georgia, Reverend J.C. Rankin, Reverend Bob Little, Timothy Richardson, and special guest, Kumba Praise out of Birmingham, Alabama. You do not want to miss this one. You do not want to miss this event. We are in the studio here this morning playing good gospel music for you. We hope everything is going well for you. Also, today, which is March 11th, that's the Golden Citywide Celebration of Gospel. Harvey Watkins Jr. and the Catholic Spirit, Reverend J.C. Jenkins, is going to be on that program, along with the Shallow Spirit, the William Brothers, the Voice of Faith. That's going to be March the 11th. That's today, 2018. Doors open at 4 p.m., starting at 5 p.m., Elliott Community Center, 2829 West Megan Boulevard, 35904. You do not want to miss this event right here. Come on, you don't want to miss this event. For more information, you can call 256-509-5859 or either 256-312-9067 or 256-613-2541. The Reverend Edward Jones presents Gadsden Citywide Celebration of Gospel. Gadsden Citywide Celebration of Gospel. You don't want to miss it. That's right. Ray Holland, New Boy of the Tribe, out of Talladega, Alabama. You don't want to miss these. This is some sharper artists here. Superfest, that's coming up June 16th. Let's try to get back to some little bit of more music here for you. Playing it here on House of Yaku Blog Talk Radio. Who is Sharper Records? This is going on about a few minutes, and we'll be back in a second. So stay with us here on Hazard and Gospel Talk Radio.
Let me say this as we continue here on Hazard and Gospel Talk Radio. The thing about record labels and people on record labels and different things like that, you never know the inside until you get on the inside. And I am awfully glad that I had the opportunity to talk to Tony Sharper and meet some of the record label people. This song here, we played it earlier, Love Is On The Way by Tony Sharper. There's a time factor in all things. And sometimes things take longer than others to get where they need to be. And I want to thank Tony Sharper and those on the Tony Sharper label that I've had contact with. It's just Mr. Warren Williams out of Birmingham, Alabama at 205-565-5695. He's the Senior Vice President of Radio Promotions. And that's All Music Formats. I know him personally. I interacted with him just this past weekend or two at the Martin Luther King 50-year after celebration in Monroe, Alabama, the group Come By Praise. But anyway, you stay with us here on Hazard and Gossip Blog Talk Radio as we continue to play music from Sharper, Sharper Records. Who is Sharper, Sharper Records? Coming up is going to be an interview in the days ahead with Tony Sharper. We're going to get into the good, the bad, and the ugly of artists on his label as we hope to push him out there push out his label and to get more followers and more people buying his music on Sharp and Sharper Record. Love is on the way. Tony Sharper, out of Daytona Beach, Florida, the CEO of Sharp and Sharper Records.
Talk about our subject today. How's it been, Gospel Weekend? Will you be a test of truth? Will you keep the promise? How's it been, Gospel Block Talk Radio? The test of faith, salvation in five easy steps, you know. Salvation in five easy steps. The Roman Road, several scriptures or verses found in the book of Romans called many, the Roman road provide an easy-to-use roadmap to salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Use the verse listed below to become disciples of Jesus and find this assurance that through him you can have eternal life. If you are already a follower of Christ, then these passages will help to invite you as well as others to him, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's look at some here. Step number one. Admit that everyone is in need of salvation because we are all sinners. That's Romans 3:10-12 and verse 23. Step two, recognize that the penalty for sin is death. Romans 6:23. Step three, know that Jesus gave his life in payment for our sin. That's Romans 5:8. Step four, believe that we gain life and salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. That's Romans 10:9-10, verse 13. Step five, accept that salvation brings us into a relationship of peace with God. Romans 8:1-38-39. Now listen, if you accept and believe that the Roman road leads to true life, then you can receive God's free gift of salvation. Now, here's how you do that. Confess that you're a sinner. Confess that you're a sinner. Know that as a sinner, you deserve sin. That's the death penalty. The wages of sin is death. Trust that Jesus gave his life on the cross to deliver us from the sins of death. When Jesus Christ died on the sin, he was your Savior. He was your sacrificial lamb. That was God's only Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that's Jesus Christ, by the light of your Creator. Repent by turning from your old life of sin to a new life in Christ. Accept salvation, which is the free gift of God. The free gift of God. The free gift of God. Will you trust? Will you be a test of truth? The promises kept through Jesus Christ, God and God, our Creator. Here on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Let's get back to some more music for you here on the House Evening Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We have a great deal of music queued up for you, and we hope it will be a benefit for you. Last week, when we were talking about broadcast, which was Test of Truth, and that was Abraham when he was sacrificing his son. We've spoken about sacrificing things. What about you? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice? Today, March 11th, which is Sunday, we hope that you have been keeping the promises that you have made yourself as well as to others. As we continue here on our Secret of Gospel, we hope you go to Sunday school somewhere today, go to church somewhere today. People want to know that others will keep their word. How can they respond to a fulfilled promise? At the temple dedication, Solomon thanks the Lord for keeping him to keep the promise. How about you? Are you keeping your promises? Our expenses as adults have helped us recognize the importance of an appreciation for those who practice keeping that promise. Among the major disappointments in life is experiencing the frustration and hurt of broken promises. God's word is replete with the promises to his people, both to Israel as a nation and to his church and body of Christ, it is important that I would account on his faithfulness in keeping his promise. His promise to never again destroy creation with the waters of a flood that was sealed with the sign of the rainbow. Abraham's descendants became a great nation just as he had promised. The continued fulfillment of God's promise to them as an established nation and their leaders depend on their obedience. The covenant God initiated with David was fulfilled with the completion of the temple by Solomon, one of his sons. And like mankind, God's promise keeping track record is flawless. He can be trusted to keep his promise, but his requirements for obedience remain the same. The testimony of promise kept is possible when obedience characterizes our daily walk with him. What about you? Are you being obedient? Are you being obedient? A little bit more thought on this. The adult students in the class, the adults in the class, when we talk about in the class we talk about life, God being here. What are you doing? What have to positive and negative experiences with the promise? You have positive and negative experiences with the promise. Many of them will readily support the idea that a promise made should become a promise kept. A promise made should be a promise kept. You see, God's kind of promise is keeping his faithfulness. God's kind of promise keeping his faithfulness. Faithfulness. When they make a promise to others, challenging them or evaluating them with their faithfulness, do you challenge people in your life with your faithfulness? Do you challenge people with your faithfulness? Let's go play some good music for you here. They're on Housing and Gospel. It's a morning show. It's Sunday. We only have about an hour here. We've got about 13 minutes of streaming time left here for you today. But anyway, the time has changed as well. Right now it's actually, even though the clock says on my wall here that the actual time is I believe it's 7:17 a.m. in the morning. We hope everything is going well for you, no matter what your situation is. God is awfully good. God is awfully good to all of us. We hope you are doing what you need to do in regards to what your promises you made in this life. We're going to go to Bishop. No, let's go back to a little bit of, we've got to jump it around here this morning. Let's go back to, a little bit of a chapter, the one that we opened up with. Let's type in chapter. Okay. Some good music for you.
What goes around comes around. God is awfully good here on Hospital and Gospel Block Talk Radio. In the early morning hours, late hours, whatever time
we're
it is, whatever
on
you
to the next song. We got a member
stop by here
that had a stroke, and he's here tonight.
This is by the Golden Bells.
Mr. C.F. Cook, and they wave behind
here on Hospital and Gospel, Blog Talk Radio.
From Greenwood, Mississippi, lead guitar player. Could I tell y'all a story?
Yeah.
Listen. One night, while sleeping in my bed, an angel appeared to me. So I sat up and we began to conversate. And after the conversation was over, the angel asked me a question. And I'd like to share that question with you. This is what the angel asked me. Are you ready? Are you ready now? Are you ready to go?
To go home.
This is what the angel asked me. Are you ready? Are you ready now? I didn't say yes, and I sure didn't say no. But if I knew then, like I know now, I probably would have said yes. Let me tell you why. Listen. No more heartache, and no more pain.
No more pain.
Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. No more talked about. The lies in my name. Only if I had to say it, yes. No more heartache and no more pain.
No more pain.
No more talked about.
Talked about.
Going around scanning the lies in my name.
My name.
And this is what the angel asked me. Are you ready? Are you ready now? Are you ready to go? Now, if I had to say it, yes, y'all know what? No more light bill. And my phone bill due. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. No more card notes.
Card notes.
And my house note due too.
House note due.
Only if I had to say it, yes. No more light bill.
Strength when you need it most. We are here in the studio here at House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio doing a Tony Sharper, Sharper, Sharper record special with some of his artists. Oh, man.
I've been born again.
is so nice. It is so nice to be a child of God. What an awesome, awesome feeling and word. We want the people on the Sharper, Sharper Records, Tony Sharper Records Company label to stay faithful. God has his season and his time. In the beginning, this is Tony Sharper himself on House of It and Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, Sharper, Sharper Special. Who is Tony Sharper? Who is Sharper, Sharper Records? This is Sharper, Sharper Records. This is Tony Sharper. In the beginning.
Listen to How Sipadakan Gospel Blog Talk Radio from the Internet City, Beatrice, Alabama. Enjoy.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You
want.
Love,
I had my share. Love
abuse,
manipulated,
and its strength, miss you.
And I can't help but to give God
glory.
When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. Because
my enemies did try, but they couldn't try over me.
Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because
my enemies did try.
Sing it, y'all.
Over me.
But they couldn't triumph over me.
Because
great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character, my integrity, my faith in me.
But it would not
will
fall.
Will not fail.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
I spoke life and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He favored me.
They whispered about me.
They conspired against me.
They told a whole lot of lies on me.
But God favored me.
My character.
He favored me.
Will not fall.
Will not fail.
Won't compromise.
God favors
me.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak health.
God favors me.
They whisper.
They conspire.
They told their lies.
But God favors me.
Yeah.
attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no. Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. Lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Never would have made it. Never could. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that can declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands.
Thank you.
depression and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
Y'all sure y'all want some more of that? people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things. You don't know the things that I've come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
My lowest.
Me out.
You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life and favor.